Hello, this is Dennis Windsor, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for RBC Life Sciences. Thank you for listening. Over the next few minutes, you'll hear about one of the most powerful nutrients on the planet, spirulina. RBC Life Sciences has a complete line of spirulina products that will help you live healthier longer. And also, you want to look for a special email from RBC sent out today that will allow you to purchase our spirulina products at a substantial discount during the next few days. So make sure you check your email and tell your associates to do so also. I'm privileged to have on the call with me RBC Senior Vice President of Operations, Mr. Ken Sabat. Ken Sabat joined RBC Life Sciences in 1998 as Senior VP of Operations. He has an extensive background in management, finance, and new business development. He's a former CPA and graduated from the University of Southern California with honors. Prior to RBC, Ken was Chief Operations Officer of Lightforce, where he worked with world-renowned nutritional and spirulina pioneer, Dr. Christopher Hills. Ken, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Enjoy being here.
Yeah, glad to have you today. Ken, spirulina is known to be, you know, really one of the most potent superfoods on the planet, and it's been consumed really by people for centuries. And the doctor who brought spirulina to mass production that made it available really for the everyday consumer was nutritional pioneer and Dr. Christopher Hills, who you worked side by side with for years. Therefore, you know, if there's anyone in RBC that knows the benefits of taking spirulina, it definitely is you. So we're privileged to have you on the call. And thought you might just tell our audience starting out really what spirulina is.
Okay, well, spirulina is actually a very simple food form. It's a single-celled microscopic blue-green algae. Some people will refer to it as a vegetable plankton. And one of the things that's very unique about spirulina is its size, microscopic, and it's also formed in the shape of a spiral, which becomes important when people start trying to harvest spirulina. I've always sort of looked at it and referred to it as a waterborne or water-grown vegetable. It truly is just a vegetable that's growing in water. The difference is it's very, very small. In fact, it's so unique. It's really one of the first life forms on the planet. You know, Dennis, scientists tell us that spirulina was around about 3.5 billion years ago, and along with the other blue-green algae, about that time, algae started to begin using light from the sun and mixing it with the carbon dioxide, which was prevalent in the atmosphere, and water molecules, and they started making their own food. And that's one of the very unique things about single-cell blue-green algae is its ability to make its own food. And unbelievably, this process of the single-celled algae like spirulina making its own food led to the process of taking the carbon dioxide out of the air and releasing oxygen into the air. And it really created our oxygen-rich atmosphere now and formed the way for all life forms after that. So it really is a foundational part of our food chain. And as you mentioned, it's really one of nature's superfoods.
Well, and it definitely is known as that. It's almost known as, you know, nature's perfect food, so to speak. And you know, those of us that are interested in taking care of our bodies and wellness and, you know, living healthier longer. And of course, Dr. Howard, who founded RBC Life Sciences, has been in that world of wellness for 50 plus years. And you're quite a living example within the world of RBC on how you take care of your body. And you've been a proponent and a consumer, an avid consumer of spirulina for so long. And because you're just the belief level based upon the science that this really is one of nature's most perfect foods, and which also makes it one of the probably one of the most delicate foods and nutrients to be grown and produced and harvested. And RBC, based upon its record of its science and its quality control, has definitely helped take that to another level within, you know, how we can deliver the best spirulina to an average consumer. So tell us a little bit how it is grown and how we produce that product.
Sure. Well, to start off, let's look at how it grows naturally. Spirulina, another blue-green algae, grow naturally in high alkaline lakes. So the lakes has a very high alkaline content, which tends to discourage other algae from growing. So it gives spirulina the perfect growing environment. And these alkaline lakes where spirulina is found to grow naturally tend to be around the equator, areas of the world that have a long period of time during the day where there's a strong presence of light, the sunlight. And as a result, result, what you find is going back up through recorded history around the 1500s or before, we can see that the Aztecs were farming Lake Texcoco in Mexico, and then various African tribes were farming Lake Chad and some of the other lakes in the Rift Valley in Africa. Again, these are high alkaline lakes that are found around the equator. And because of its unique spiral nature, even though it's microscopic, the Aztecs and the African tribes were able to put baskets in the water and actually pull out the algae using the baskets as a sieve. And because of the spiral nature, it would catch on the weave of the baskets and not fall all the way through. And the tribes would just take the spirulina, basically pound them into patties, let them dry on rocks. And as they dried, they ended up with this waterborne vegetable that was a tremendous food source for them. And somewhere along the line, actually, this it became a forgotten food source, actually, and this is where Dr. Christopher Hills comes in, is he sort of rediscovered the use of spirulina as a viable food source. So he got together in the early 60s with a gentleman named Dr. Hiroshi Nakamura, who was working with the Japanese government to try to find an efficient protein source for Japan. And in 1967, they had eliminated all kinds of different algae, and they came to the conclusion that spirulina was by far the most efficient high-protein food source on the planet that they could find. And although that was the culmination of many, many years of research, it also started many, many years of research because they wanted to figure out how they could harvest this, grow and harvest this this unique thing in human-made ponds. So they really developed, Dr. Christopher Hills along with Dr. Hiroshi Nakamura, really were the pioneers to try to figure out how can we harvest this, cultivate and harvest this a single-celled microscopic algae. And what they came up with is that you could grow algae very successfully in human-made ponds. All you really needed to do was create the right environment. So you had to put in some nutrients that caused the ponds to have a high alkaline nature. You had to have some source of nitrogen because the algae needed nitrogen in order to survive. And you also had to have some movement in the water because in a natural environment such as a lake, the water would always be moving. It wouldn't be stagnant. And those early experiments, which took years and years of how do you balance the nutritional balance of the pond to make the algae not only survive, but to make the algae thrive, was one step. The next step was how do you cultivate the algae to make it as high in protein and high in other vitamins and minerals and carotenes that you possibly can. And really, after about 30 years of research, Christopher Hills and other people in the spirulina industry have developed ways to cultivate spirulina very successfully in scientifically controlled human-made ponds. And these ponds you tend to find, again, around the equator, which have long periods of sunlight throughout the day. It's really a unique process. One of the things, Dennis, that fascinated me the most when I actually saw the process is when you're looking at a pond, you're seeing, you can see, even though they're microscopic, there's so many of the algae that you can see the green algae floating under the water. And what you would do is that you would pipe out about half of the volume of algae out of the pond every 3 days, and then all you would do is dewater it. You would put it through a series of sieves, and you take the water out of the algae, and then you would dry it in a very, very low temperature spray dryer. What fascinated me the first time I saw it was, if you can picture that as a field of wheat that you've now harvested half of, 3 days later, it's grown back to fill the mass, of the pond. So once you get spirulina cultivated and growing, it's a matter of just reducing the spirulina, 3 days later it grows back. Reduce the spirulina, 3 days later it grows back. So it's an incredible food source because it almost is an unending supply. And while you're growing it, it's also adding oxygen to the atmosphere.
And so, you know, having this kind of life force and back and being able to put that in our body has got to have tremendous benefits. If it's going to grow like that, just from the average person can conceive and picture how it does grow, having that kind of live nutrition in your body and whole nutrition can only be a benefit. And so in practical terms, you know, the average person out there that may be listening to this call, you know, may be working on a daily basis and have stressful lives and very busy lives and maybe be taking some nutrition discussion and may be taking some of our spirulina products, but some may have never taken some of our spirulina products and they've never experienced the benefit of that. So what is so special about spirulina and why should we put it into our body?
Well, let me go back to the way it's grown in a way. If you think of a typical plant, anything that's growing, it could be carrots, it can be spinach, it can be lettuce. All of those things are rooted in the ground. And when you look at the fact that it takes sunlight for plants to grow, you can see that because of the ground, the fact that they're rooted in soil, they're only absorbing sunlight partially. They're not absorbing it 360 degrees, so to speak. And when you see spirulina growing in water, it's suspended, and although it's in the water and the light is coming into the water, it's absorbing more of the sunlight because it's suspended in water than it would be if it were planted in the ground. So one of the unique characteristics of spirulina is, as a powerhouse food, is it's been able to harness that sunlight coming from the sun and turn itself into an incredibly powerful protein source. Spirulina is, just on mass, the mass weight of spirulina, 65 to 70% of spirulina is protein. Now, that's pretty phenomenal. But what's more phenomenal about the spirulina is that the spirulina has a very, very soft shell, so to speak. It isn't have a hard outside covering. It's got a very, very soft outside covering. So because of that, spirulina is 95% digestible protein. So you're eating something that's 65 to 70% protein, and of that, 95% of it is digestible. Now, those are just numbers, but if you compare it to the fact that meat protein, which is the main source of protein that we all get, is only 20% digestible, you can see that it's almost five times more digestible than meat protein. So it's much, much more efficient. It's really got 3.5 times more protein than beef or eggs, and those are considered to be our top protein sources. In addition, it contains all of the essential amino acids, and in addition to all of the essential amino acids, it contains 9 of the non-essential amino acids. So in terms of amino acid protein profile, you can't really find a more nutritious food as a protein source. In addition to that, Dennis, it's just loaded with vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acid. It's got about 6 times more iron than beef, if you can believe that.
Wow.
It's got a complete range of the B complex vitamins, which makes it a really good source of B vitamins. It's got the highest whole food source of vitamin B12. In fact, 1 teaspoon of spirulina gives you 120% of the U.S. RDI for B12. Now, what's really important about B12 is people who are on a vegetarian diet or who tend to be on a vegetarian type diet need to get B12, and the only other place you can get B12 in abundance comes from meat. So one of the things that vegetarians do if they're not intelligent about being vegetarians is they become starved for B12. And there's no question about it that spirulina is the highest whole food source of B12 on the planet. In addition to all the vitamins and the iron and the vitamin B12, it also has a lot of naturally chelated trace minerals. Spirulina has its own enzymes, which aid in digestion. It's got 3 times more vitamin E than wheat germ, which is considered to be one of the highest sources of vitamin E. In addition to all of that, when you look at, again, the bulk of spirulina, more than 5% of the weight of spirulina is made up of essential fatty acids. And you know, you're looking at, hearing in the news all the time now, Dennis, about the need to make sure that you're getting essential fatty acids in your diet. And spirulina is an excellent way to do that because 5% of the spirulina is made up of essential fatty acids. Now, one of those fatty acids is GLA, gamma-linolenic acid. And previous to spirulina, it was considered that evening primrose oil was the major source of gamma-linolenic acid. And turns out that spirulina has 3 times more GLA than evening primrose oil. So you can see it's just packed with that. On top of all those vitamins and minerals and protein, it's really rich in glycogen. And glycogen is a carbohydrate. It's a form of sugar. And it really gives someone who takes spirulina a major source of energy because glycogen is easily digested into the system and it just turns into immediate energy. So if you're looking for more energy, sort of to get rid of the blahs throughout the day, a little bit more stamina when you're working out, when you're going for a run or something like that, spirulina is great because it's got this fantastic combination of 65% protein and it's loaded with glycogen for quick energy. So you've got a tremendous energy boost just from eating the spirulina. Now, that should be enough to make it a superfood, Dennis, but it really, that's really where it's just starting, that spirulina is also a great source of carotenes and micronutrients. In fact, one of the things that fascinated Hills about spirulina was its rich collection of beta carotenes and other carotenes. In fact, spirulina probably has the highest natural source of beta carotene in the world, other than another algae, which is called Dunaliella. It's got 25 times more beta carotene than carrots do. And in addition to beta carotene, it also has other carotenes like alpha carotene, zeaxanthin, astaxanthin, lutein, carotenes that are now getting more and more prominence in the news as being found to be really beneficial to support the health of the body, are already found in this rich carotene mix of spirulina. It also has another pigment that we've all heard of, and that's chlorophyll. And chlorophyll really is, in some ways, it's a precursor to hemoglobin. And spirulina has a tremendous amount of chlorophyll. And it's actually richer in chlorophyll than alfalfa or wheatgrass, which most people think have the highest sources of chlorophyll. Now, in addition to the beta carotenes, all the other range of carotenes, the pigments like chlorophyll, it also contains a magical pigment called phycocyanin. And phycocyanin is really incredibly important, and there's going to be more and more research coming out about the importance of phycocyanin. It's really the blue-green color. When you look at blue-green algae, most of that blue-green comes from the phycocyanin. It's an extremely important pigment. It's actually, phycocyanin is the precursor to chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is the precursor to hemoglobin. And phycocyanin all by itself makes up about 20% of the total weight of spirulina. So it's loaded with its important ingredient. In fact, it's the phycocyanin and other important pigments from spirulina that Dr. Hills was able to extract from spirulina, which he calls phycotine. And we have that phycotine extract in several of our products. And it's an extremely rich form of carotenes and pigments from spirulina and other algae. So it's an incredible, incredible food. In fact, as you said, Dennis, you know, people who take spirulina seem to have more energy. They're definitely more fit. They get sick less often than other people. And it's truly one of nature's miracle foods.
Well, you know, just sitting there as an audience member listening to what you talk about, it's almost unbelievable. You know what I mean? Because this really is, and that's why it's been known as a miracle food. And people that sit in an audience and sometimes listen to these claims and these thoughts on what a nutrient could deliver, you know, it can become so overwhelming, and yet it's really captured in this one little tiny nutrient, and it's real. And RBC has been known to only market products and nutrients in the, that are real and that can really have beneficial value, and then to deliver safe and valuable forms and deliveries of those kinds of nutrients. And we happen to have, we've been in the spirulina business and delivering that kind of nutrient to people for a long time. In fact, through our acquisition of Light Force years ago, which you worked with for a long time, we've had consumers on this variety of our spirulina products for over 25 years now.
No question about it. And Dennis, as you said something about the, you know, this tremendous food source, and it is, you know, you sit and listen to the facts, and it's like, oh, yeah, well, sure, that's all that information.
That's right.
And when I started in 1981 with the Light Force company, I wasn't a believer in this stuff at all. I thought it was all too good to be true. And over the first several years there, I made my way from taking one or two spirulina tablets a day to finally deciding I would try the spirulina powder in a smoothie. And as you know, that's how I start every day, with a spirulina smoothie instead of eating breakfast. I take a drink a spirulina smoothie. I'm an early riser. I go to the gym early, work out, get to work early, and really am not hungry through most of the day until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So spirulina, I'm, like you said, I'm a living testament of it. I'm a true believer in it. I believe it's changed my life. It's changed my health. I'm 60 years old, going out and riding 50-mile bike rides and looking around and riding with all the 20-year-olds, and I seem to have, I'm not as fast as they are, but I seem to have the energy to keep up with them, and I contribute a major portion of that a good fortune and good health to taking spirulina all these years.
Well, and this always goes back to the cliche, the proof is in the pudding. Nutritional companies market products that they say do this, does have benefit for the body, but then they don't have a lot of repeat sales. And to me, the proof is always in the pudding. And in that sense, that do people buy it on a consumer basis day after day, month after month, year after year? And going back 25 plus years of satisfied consumers really talks and speaks loudly to the value of the quality of spirulina that RBC Life Sciences delivers. And we offer four different ways to include spirulina in the average person's diet in a very functional and easy way. And let's just kind of give a quick overview of our four products that we do have available. One is called spirulina nanoclusters, which, going back with RBC's cutting-edge technologies, Howard with Dr. Hills and Dr. Phelps and Dr. Zare, all these pioneers have been part of this family of really cutting-edge pioneers for years, has integrated nanotechnology and nanoscaling of these nutrients to be able to deliver those to the average consumer. And we've got a product called Spirulina Nanoclusters that kind of combines the best of both. Tell us a little bit about that product.
Okay, well, as you say, Dennis, the beauty of spirulina nanoclusters is the combination of a real ancient technology, so to speak, in spirulina, and a newer nanotechnology in terms of nanoclustering, where when you add the nanoclusters to the spirulina, you make the spirulina more bioavailable to the body. One of the benefits of spirulina to start with is it's very bioavailable, and when you add nanoclusters to it, you end up with something that's incredibly bioavailable. So the combination of those two makes for a really incredible product. One of the things in terms of understanding the difference, because some people get confused between the nanoclusters and the tablets and the powder and what should I take, and I think I can give you a sort of a simple explanation. If you look at the spirulina powder, which is just all it is the dried vegetable. There's nothing added to spirulina powder whatsoever. One teaspoon, not a heaping teaspoon, just a teaspoon of spirulina powder equals about 3 grams of weight. One spirulina tablet equals about 500 milligrams, so it takes 6 tablets to equal 1 teaspoon. Spirulina nanoclusters comes in at about a little under 400 milligrams of spirulina, so it takes about 8 capsules of spirulina nanoclusters to equal the same weight of spirulina as 1 teaspoon. So a lot of it just comes down to people's preference. If you're trying to get the most amount of spirulina into your body, the best thing to do is to slowly build up and learn how to use spirulina powder in a smoothie. Spirulina has a unique taste, and it takes a while to get used to the taste, and I strongly urge people to start off very, very slow and build up, not to throw in 4 heaping tablespoons of it and say, ooh, that tastes terrible. But if you're looking to maximize the benefit, you're much better off using spirulina powder. Tablets are a wonderful way. You can just see you got to take 6 more tablets to equal a teaspoon. Spirulina nanoclusters, my feeling is, even though it has less milligrams of spirulina than the tablets do, because it has a more effective delivery system, it makes the spirulina nanoclusters a very, very powerful way to get spirulina. So I think it just comes down to preference. I think one thing, though, I would encourage people to do if they're interested in heading towards the powder, to definitely start off with spirulina tablets, a smaller amount and build up. And then once they've built up the spirulina and they feel comfortable with the spirulina tablets or the spirulina nanoclusters, then to shift over into spirulina powder. We also have, just to give you an example while we're talking about it, 1 teaspoon of spirulina powder is 3 grams. 1 heaping tablespoon of spirulina is 21 grams. I tend to put 2 heaping tablespoons of spirulina into my smoothie mix in the morning, so I'm getting 42 grams of spirulina, which is quite an impactful dose of spirulina. But what I've noticed is the people that I've talked to over the years, people that work at RBC and just friends who start trying spirulina, you just see a difference in their energy levels and a difference in their outlook and just a difference in their way of life. And they usually, once they start doing it, they realize that this is a part of the nutrition that they don't want to give up.
That's exactly right. So we have a variety of really delivery products for the average consumer. A great advice to start out and then blend it into the diet and then add to it. And another convenient way that we have that you can stick in your pocket on the go is the great aspect of our spirulina energy bars. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, spirulina energy bars have been around a long, long time, and when just look on the label, you can see that you're getting 2,000 milligrams or 2 full grams of spirulina in the energy bar, and the energy bar combines the 2 grams of spirulina with 2 more grams of mountain bee pollen. So between the energy from the spirulina and the energy from the bee pollen, if you're looking for something to give you some subtle energy to help you run longer or bike stronger, the spirulina energy bar is great. It's also great for a middle-of-the-day snack. If you're wanting to just curb your appetite, spirulina is a wonderful thing for curbing the appetite, and the spirulina energy bars is a wonderful way to do that.
And it's loaded with additional great nutrients. I mean, it's got some rolled oats, it's got honey, it's got, you know, bee pollen, rose hips, spices. It's a great tasting green food. So for the average person that's never tried a, quote, green food bar, they really will be surprised. It's a very nice tasting, sweet tasting energy bar. And yet they're still getting that pure food from the spirulina. So
that's right. And one thing that I don't want to forget to mention is that for someone who's on the 10 days of chocolate diet, taking spirulina tablets, spirulina nanoclusters, the spirulina energy bar, spirulina powder is an excellent way to help with your weight loss goals on the 10 days of chocolate diet. 10 days of chocolate diet is wonderful. Adding spirulina to that to replace another meal or just to give you extra energy throughout the day makes it an incredible diet.
Fantastic. Well, Ken, you know, RBC, going back to the integrity of our labeling and our quality control and our R&D and everything that we've been known for through the years and really decades with Dr. Howard and yourself and Dr. Hills and so forth, why is the RBC spirulina better than other brands?
Well, I mean, simply put, experience. We've been doing this, as you say, for selling spirulina products for over 25 years. We've been going back to Light Force and Christopher Hills, researching this product for over 30 years. We just are experts at understanding the cultivation, growing process, and the packaging process of spirulina products. An awful lot of the people in the spirulina industry today don't even have a clue of what they're working with. And there are handful of people on the planet who go back and we're collaborators with Dr. Christopher Hills that are still involved in the industry. We have been working with those people all of these years. I personally have worked with them for over 25 years now, and they're the experts in the industry. When you look to see who are the experts in the spirulina industry worldwide, we work with them on a daily basis. And we've experienced growing. We ran our own growing facilities for a while. We were partners in growing facilities. We understand the nuances of how to grow the spirulina. We understand what quality spirulina is. We test our spirulina for high phycocyanin content. We test our spirulina for high beta-carotene and other carotene content. And we demand the highest quality spirulina to live up with the tradition of being a company that is involved and founded by someone who was considered the father of spirulina. In addition to all of that, we now purchase our spirulina from what I consider the probably most prestigious growing facility in the world. This facility is currently the only facility that has current organic certification for its spirulina. There are other brands and reputable brands that are selling organic spirulina, but because of a change in the way that the USDA looks at what organic spirulina is, these facilities do not have the technology to continue producing organic spirulina. So Royal Body Care really has the source of organic the sole source of organic spirulina in the world right now, and I truly believe it's the best producer on the planet.
Well, again, the proof goes back into it's not just you and I and experts like Dr. Hills talking about this or even the manufacturers of this awesome food. It's the consumers that thrive on it, want it, and repeat their orders for it over and over and over. So, Ken, thank you so much for your insights into how beneficial spirulina can be for supporting, you know, a person's overall nutritional and wellness goals. Thanks for being on today's call.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are just a few of the reasons why you enjoy the benefits of spirulina. So order your supplies supply of spirulina products today from RBC Life Sciences, and definitely share spirulina with your friends and family. And again, check your email from RBC sent out today for the special prices and discounts that you're going to be able to have over the next few days on these great line of products that we have. Well, this email will allow you to purchase RBC Life Sciences spirulina products at a discount just for the next few days. So again, so check your email, tell your associates to do the same thing, and now is definitely the time to order and try spirulina for you, for your family, for your friends, etc. Again, so thank you for listening, and good night.